We are continuing in Perek Dalid in Shar Bitachon, and the Mechaber says as follows. Now remember, again, in the previous section, we're talking about having Bitachon when a person doesn't have family, and a person is alone in this world. We now transition to the second part of this discussion. Let's say a person does have a wife, family, friends, even enemies, then again, his bitachon, how does it manifest itself? Yiftach be'elokim ba'tzalasa mehem. So, literally, he has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to have bitachon that Hashem should save him from them. Now, what does this mean? In other words, that comes with awesome responsibility, and that a person has to daven and connect and have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to help him shoulder this load. V'yishtadel lifro ma'shechayiv lohem, v'la'asos cheftzeim v'li'os libo sholem mimohem. The person has to do his best to make proper efforts to meet his obligations towards each of his family members and friends, to take care of their needs, and to do so with a complete heart. And he should avoid doing anything that will harm them. And he should dafka engage in things that will be beneficial to those who are dependent on him. And he should be loyal to them in all areas. It's very, in general, but these are very profound words about what it means to have a sense of responsibility towards others. And specifically, again, this idea that I have to make sure to go. At first, I need daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me shoulder the responsibility. I have to try to meet my obligations towards them, take care of their needs, and avoiding harm, and exhibit a sense of loyalty in these relationships. He should teach his family members and friends the proper ways to conduct themselves both in matters of Torah as well as in worldly matters. As the pasuk says, ultimately, again, you shall love your fellow as you love yourself, and do not hate your brother in your heart. So what's interesting is, again, the Mechaber pointing out over here is that I have an obligation to teach my family members and my loved ones who are reliant on me the proper way in life. How do I teach them the proper way in life? Via hafter echa kamocha, learn to love other people, and ultimately don't chas v'shalom harbor animosity towards others. V'lo yilachal hagmul mehem, v'lo lidkadim etzlam. So this is very important. When you do for others, you should never do for others with the hope that what you do for others will be repaid to you. And don't do good things for people in order to repay them for good things they've done for you. And don't do good things for other people because you want covet, because you want honor, you want praise. Don't do good things for others so that you have a position of authority over them. Why should one do good things for the other? Because this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. If a person is blessed with family, with friends, with others who rely on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to honor those responsibilities because that's the tzivoy of Hashem. Don't do it because you want something from them. Don't do it because you owe something to them. Don't do it for honor. Don't do it for praise. Don't do it for power. Just do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Because if you do for others for one of these aforementioned ulterior motives, first of all, you won't get what you want. You're not going to get the power, the honor, the reciprocity, the gratitude, the praise. So that's number one. But the yagia l'rik, so you're going to work, you're going to put in all of this effort for nothing. The af sitzchar li'olam haba. And furthermore, you'll lose the reward in the world to come. So you won't get what you want in this world from this. And ultimately, again, you forfeit your schar in the world to come. Conversely, if you do good by others, for this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's my motivation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me to be successful to take care of others in this world. And then the praise comes. The praise comes, and others will respect me. And furthermore, I'll ultimately get incredible reward in the world to come. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying over here is something very interesting, a fascinating dynamic, which is, in general in life, if you do things for ulterior motives or reasons, the motives and reasons won't materialize. You're not going to get what you want. But if you do things for the right reasons in life, life has an interesting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an interesting way of bringing about those secondary benefits to me as well. So in other words, if you take care of other people because A, you feel you owe them, they owe you, you're reciprocating something, you want power, you want praise, you want covet, so you're not going to have any of that. Conversely, if you do good by others and take care of others and are honest and have integrity with others and provide for others and don't hurt others because that's the Ratzon Hashem, then very often all of these other things actually end up coming about. The praise does come, the covet does come. All of these things do come, and the reward in this world and the next comes. He gives the raya, Kimao Shamar Alakim the Shlomo, Vegama Sharlo Sha'alta Nasati Loch, Gam Oshe Vecham Gam Kavod. So he's referring over here to the Pasuk in Malachim, when Shlomo becomes king, and Shlomo becomes king, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a lev maven, right, for an understanding heart. And Shlomo could have davened for anything. He could have davened for wealth and for fame and for power and all these things. But instead, he davens for an understanding heart so that he knows how to properly care for the people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that heart and also gave him the riches and the wealth and the power and everything else. And the Chabar says, you see from here that in life, when you do things for the right reason, number one, often what you want to accomplish materializes and many other benefits accrue as well. Masha'inkin, when a person does something for the wrong reasons, often again, those very reasons, those very things you want often don't materialize, and you end up losing out on a whole host of other benefits as well. All right, we'll stop over here for today, and shkoyach everyone.